This is Andy Heaton for an Anfield Rap special. Delighted to rob some of my hero's time once again to be in the studio. I'm joined by Jamie Carragher just for a quick chat about the World Cup, mate. Good to see you again.
Yeah, nice to be get in. Get me off the couch.
Been keeping busy during the... I mean, I noticed you haven't done what your mate's done and took a job over there for the World Cup.
No, I couldn't do it. My type of models couldn't go there, could it?
So, never in doubt. So just to start, we're going to have a chat about the World Cup. What have you made of the tournament so far?
I've enjoyed it. I think I always enjoy it, though. You know, there's three or four games on a day. Well, a lot of the time there's four games on a day. I don't really remember that in past World Cups. It always felt like three. I don't know if it's something to do with the tournament being crammed in, or it's not as long as a normal tournament. I haven't quite worked that out yet, but I haven't quite done the four games in a day, and I don't think I will. I'm not that mad. But it's just great coming home, isn't it? You do your run around, whatever you're doing, and you want to get at least two games in, the 4 o'clock one, and I think it's the 7 o'clock one, so... So, yeah, no, I just love it. There's always something to look forward to.
Does it feel about the time of the year that it's being played? It's almost like when, you know, you go somewhere tropical in the winter and it's warm. It just feels a little bit...
Yeah. A little break that you're not used to.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been quite vocal on the fact of there's so much about this World Cup that I don't like. But football's football. It's on now, and I'm not going to not watch it. I love it. I'm watching it. You know, you're debating who stands out. I mean, I think the one sad thing, not just this World Cup, but I just think modern football, just the way the world's evolved, is there's no secrets anymore. There's no players you don't know of.
Got scouting dossiers for Qatar's their choice left back.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just, we all know it's social media. Everyone does, you know, the homework on everything. It's just, I wish in some ways I could go back to watching the World Cups of 86 or 1994, where you're like, you've never seen a player before, and you're like, wow, who's this player? And it's like the emerging players. And I think the only one that springs to mind has nothing to do with the World Cup, is the left winger for Napoli this season looks like unbelievable. And I'm like, who is this fella? And
the one whose name you can't pronounce.
Yeah, Calavicili or something, whatever he is. He's getting called Caradona, I think, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
My title, didn't he?
Yeah.